for both of these teams?
Hartford, it's going to be, they have to be able to figure out that Hartford's not a big team. They have to negate Pax Vogel and Cooper Schroer and that size on the inside. They cannot allow them to get any offensive rebounds.
Vogel wins the opening tip against Renfro and comes down hard on his left ankle. He rolled it pretty good. He's going to have to come out of this ball game. So that's a tough break there for Cade Witt. Hopefully Vogel is okay on that. I don't know if he caught the foot of Renfro when he came down or not, but he's going to go maybe to the locker room, or at least trying to walk it out in the tunnel. But once again, those lineups brought to you by Heartland Office Systems, serving Emporian surrounding areas with state-of-the-art copier and printer equipment and service you can count on. Heartland Office Systems wishes all our area athletes best of luck in all of their endeavors. Chase County on the attack, going left to right on your radio dial. Tag Grow on the attack. He'll be fouled on the drive. Foul's going to go against Kevin Goza, who I asked Colton Barrett if he was changing anything up in his starting lineup, and he snuck one in here. Goza, the junior for the Jaguars. Pass inside to Aiden Eidman off the window and good. The Bulldogs striking first.
Those coaches do that sometimes.
I think he was just being ornery.
Yeah.
Had a good visit. Of course, I asked Colton if we needed to bring out Brian Fontana for Panda Watch, as his wife Brittany due within the next couple of weeks for their fourth child. Three up top by Allie Smith, no good. Offensive board, though, into the hands of Tyson Bolson, the maintained possession for the Jags. But stolen right away by Dom Collars. Bulldogs on the attack, looking to add to their 2-0 lead here, 60 seconds in. Schroer with it at the top of the key. He'll go baseline to Eidman. Eidman looks inside, nothing there. Go back to Schroer at the elbow. Gets it knocked away and stolen away by Duncan Baker. Jaguars on the attack. Allie Smith right side to Renfro. Renfro over to Bolson. Bolson takes one dribble, goes to Goza. Goza on the at the foul line, now in the corner to Renfro. Up top, Smith. Allie guarding the man-to-man defense against this Chase County Bulldog defense. Bolson, open look up at the top of the key. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound to Cooper Schroer.
And, Michael, I've been looking and watching that. Pax Vogel's been down there trying to stretch something, like maybe in a little Achilles tweak.
Eidman with it on the wing. Nice drive off the window and good. Give him a chance for one more, as Duncan Baker is going to be called for the block. Both players falling to the floor, but Eidman will get the bucket and a chance for one more. Colton Barrett's going to want an explanation over that one. 4-0 is Chase County's lead here, 6:17 to play in the first quarter.
Got it. May not be happy with it, but agreed with it.
And one. Nope. So the basket was good. The basket is good. The shot is good. So only one shot. Okay. So we'll see. The officials are going to come together. It's a veteran crew. So the and one is completed. The official did not see the ball go through. He thought it was two foul shots.
But ultimately, that was the right call.
Cade Witt says, thanks for the explanation. I just wanted to make sure everything was all right.
Yeah.
Gets a chest tap by the official. Hey, thanks, bro.
Yes.
Renfro over to Bolson. Bolson up top to Baker. 5-0 deficit for the Jags. Nice cut by Allie Smith. He'll have an opportunity at the block. It's short off the front of the rim, but he'll go to the line for two foul shots. He says he's tagged on the arm by Aiden Eidman.
A good drive that time by Allie Smith. Allie can do it, whether it's shooting threes or dribble penetration. He's just a pretty good player.
Here's a good side as Pax Vogel to the scorer's table, looking to sub in during between free throws, as Allie Smith short on the first one. Vogel will sub out Colin Monahan, who came in there for that little bit of injury that Pax had on the opening tip.
Pax is going to go to college on a rodeo scholarship down to Oklahoma.
Second one good for Allie Smith. Of course, it's kind of tough if you're over in Chase County and you're not a part of rodeo. Obviously, the long-standing Strong City Rodeo, or the Flint Hills Rodeo, a long-standing tradition in our area.
That it is.
Some backcourt pressure applied in a half-court trap by the Jaguars, but beaten by the Bulldogs. Pax Vogel has it in the left corner. He'll go inside to Tag Row. Opposite block pass to Cooper Schroer, but before the pass is attempted, he's going to be called for a travel.
Just a second turnover on the Chase County Bulldogs.
Chase County on top, 5-1. They'll pick up half-court man-to-man defense. Allie Smith on the attack. Another player's close to double figures for the Jaguars in their scoring percentages. Tyson Bolson, 5.7 points per ball game. And as he has the ball, he's their second leading scorer. Now up top to Duncan Baker, now left side to Allie Smith, previously mentioned 20.4 points a contest. And give him two more. So he's got three on the night. Hartford Trails sinks 5-3, 5:19 to play in the first quarter. Pax Vogel will fire up a three in the right corner. It is long, rebound up in the air, and one away by Cooper Schroer. He'll throw up a no-look shot over his back. That's off the mark, rebound to Hartford. Renfro has it in the right corner now, going to Allie Smith. His drive is short, but he is fouled on the shot once again. So Allie will step to the line for two more foul shots. Looks like the foul's going to go against Pax Vogel. That's his first, team's second. Both teams with two fouls apiece.
Yeah, and Pax was just moving with it. Pax just stands still. He's going to either get a charge or block.
Shot in the air. Good for Allie Smith. Homer Bomar, the senior in there for Hartford. We're going to have a timeout taken by Cade Witt. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll stay right here with you. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. Air game of the week. Hartford trailing things 5-4, but after the timeout, Allie Smith will look to knock things up at the foul stripe.
Yeah, and Hartford offense tonight seems to be get Allie the ball. Let him do clear out. Let him do what he can do. You know, Michael, we're 3 minutes into the boys' game. We have yet to have a three-pointer made tonight.
It's been a struggle from long distance tonight.
Oh, man.
But Chase County, they finished fourth in the shootout and have picked up wins over Peabody and SEC after their tournament. They came in as a two-seed in the shootout and lost a close contest to Osage City, which kind of avenged an earlier season loss to Chase County, and then lost a close ball game, I believe, to, was it Council Grove in that third-place game?
Mission Valley.
Mission Valley.
51-50. Remember, they were up 10.
That's right. You and I had that call, Ken, and I just, it's been a long stretch of ball games.
It has. It's like, okay, who was it? Who was it?
5-5 our score after the made bucket by Allie Smith. Chase County on the opposite end. Missed jumper in the corner by Tom Gothers. And a drive by Allie Smith. He's going to be fouled on the floor. So Allie Smith, all five of Hartford's points, is really pressing the issue. Foul's going to go against Aiden Iman. That's going to be his second, team's third. So he'll most likely have to sit a little bit here in the first quarter. Colin Monahan back in the ball game, as is freshman 5'11 freshman Wyatt Griffin for the Bulldogs. Eidman actually staying out there, and it'll be Dom Cothers and Pax Vogel to sit. That's Homer Bomar underneath the bucket, inbounding to Duncan Baker, now into the hands of Nolan Trester. Trester handing it off to Allie Smith. He's at the elbow. Spin move into the lane. Opposite block shot. No good. Nolan Trester with an offensive board. Kicked out left corner. Three by Allie Smith. Good. The opposite effect broadcaster's jinx by Kid Hansen, as that's our first three in two ball games tonight. Monahan on the attack on the opposite side. His shot long. Rebound tipped out in the hands of Tag Rowe. Opposite block pass to Cooper Schroer on the left block. Off the window and good. Ends a 7-0 run there by Hartford.
And I just like that Allie Smith is attacking. And the reason why, Michael, there's so many fouls on the big guys is because Allie's beating the guards off the dribble out front.
A jumper by Allie Smith at the elbow falls away. Rebound to Chase County. They're looking to retake the lead, trailing things 8-7. 3:40 to play in the first quarter. Eidman over to the right side to Griffin. Up top, Schroer. Now right side to Wyatt Griffin. Up top, Eidman. Chase County in this 12-3 record, tied with Bennington for the top seed in that Hillsborough sub-state. Monahan on the left block. He'll be fouled from behind, and he'll step to the line looking for one more. Monahan, the 6'3" junior.
That was a nice job of just making some simple passes by the Bulldogs.
Chase County back on top, 9-8, 3:24 left to play in the first quarter. Pax Vogel back in the ball game. He'll get a quick breather and sub out Aiden Eidman with his two fouls. Monahan at the line for the and one. In the air. Off the back of the iron, no good. Rebound tipped out into the hands of Tyson Bolson. Bolson to the left side to Bomar. Bomar left block. Throws it up amongst the trees. Or actually stolen away by Pax Vogel. Up the court we go to Tagro. Up and under. Off the glass and good. Falling through for Tagro. That's his first points of the ball game. Lead out to three now for Chase County. But now trim to one after a baseline jumper falls through for Nolan Trester. That was a good look there.
Really good look by Trester.
Griffin over to Monahan. Baseline jumper from 6 feet away is good. It'll be a back and forth ball game. Not a whole lot of defense being applied here in the first 5 minutes of play. Three on the wing by Trester falls away. Rebound to Monahan. And Chase County will look to push with this three-point lead.
That really was a good look, though, by Trester. Just didn't get it to fall. But I think if you're Chase County, you're happy it's not Allie Smith out there trying to take that.
Vogel, spin move, fadeaway jumper, no good. Nice box out by Allie Smith to get Colin Monahan tagged with the foul on the rebound attempt. Oliver Smith, the sophomore, in for Hartford. Actually, yeah, he's in there. I saw also going in there back out there, Kevin Goza. I thought maybe Colton Barrett, hey, you miscommunicated here, but Oliver Smith and Kevin Goza out there. Oh. Oliver Smith with it up top, the Bolson right side to Allie Smith. 2:10 remaining in the first quarter. Chase County on top, 13-10. Goza has it, lob inside, knocked out of bounds by Colin Monahan.
And right there, there was a little bit of good defense there by Chase County, getting their hands up.
Inbound, nearly going away, and going to be stolen away by Dom Cothers. Nolan Trester lost a handle on it, trying to keep it inbounds. But Chase County on the attack. Wright Griffin with a charge to the bucket, off the glass and good from 4 feet away. Largest lead of the night for Chase County, 15-10 our score. Tyson Bolson finding a nice cut by Allie Smith, but the pass is a little bit out past the outstretched arms of Allie Smith. It'll be a turnover back to Chase County.
And even if he caught it, Colin Monahan did a nice job of coming over from that weak side for defense.
Bulldogs on the attack with a five-point advantage, about 30 to play in the opening quarter. Nice drive there by Cooper Schroer, uncontested layup, and Colton Barrett's going to take a 30-second timeout as he was not a fan of that defensive effort on that play. 17-10 our score. Chase County with the advantage. Minute 29 remaining in this first quarter.
Chase, by the way, Chase County 7 of 11 inside. I think Coach Whitty would be happy with that all night long. And I just like Chase County's aggressiveness on the offensive end right now, Michael. They're getting it from multiple people attacking the glass. Like you said, the starting five average about 9 points a game, and that's a pretty good, solid base to have from.
Do have a final score from that Opie Linden game that we kind of mentioned at previous times in the girls' broadcast. 52-49 was the final. Opie with the victory there. Of course, we mentioned that Emporia Lady Spartans lost in a heartbreaker in overtime to Washburn Rural, 45-39. And then looks like Madison defeated Northern Heights. Do not have a score from that one. We do have a score update from the top two teams in 2A and 1A. Opie on top, 15-12. And a dunk on the opposite side by Pax Vogel on the breakaway. It's a 9-point advantage now for Chase County.
That helps the shooting percentage.
And Bolson will get an extra step and travel. And there you can hear his coach, Colton Barrett, saying, slow down.
And guess who hasn't really touched the ball much in the last 2 or 3 minutes? It's been Allie Smith for Hartford.
And that's been the reason for this 8-0 run now for Chase County. Monahan lob inside to Vogel. Nice position off the window and good. Vogel's got back-to-back points, and the lead's ballooned to 11. 21-10, under one here to play in the first quarter. Keenan Renfro with it up top to Allie Smith. Baseline jumper, no good. Actually, that was elbow jumper that fell away to the hands of Dom Cothers. Look for Chase County maybe to hold for one final shot. Black Griffin over. Nice student section over on the far side in their luau outfits. Tagro is going to be fouled by Kevin Goza.
Yeah, the Hartford student section is showing up tonight, isn't it?
Of course, it is the king and queen of courts for Hartford tonight. Elizabeth Kelly, Allie Smith, Emily Kelly, Damian Poole, Chloe Gieskin, Mears, and Homer Bomar, the three candidate couples tonight that will be crowned at the conclusion of this ball game. Vogel off the inbound, leaves a little bit long on the jumper. Offensive board to Wyatt Griffin, his putback off the mark, but he is heavily fouled on this putback attempt.
What happened there was when they got the ball inside, the Pax Vogel, the two Hartford defenders went over there. So when Pax missed the shot, it just left a lane for the rebound.
First one from Griffin. Back of the rim, no good. 11-point advantage for Chase County, 21-10. 16 and a half seconds left in the first quarter. Second one short from Griffin. Offensive board to Tagro. His putback no good. Another offensive board to Pax Vogel. And he'll step to the line looking for the traditional three-point play.
And Hartford's lack of size is really showing up right now because Pax is having his way in there. And this even without Cooper or Schroer and Aiden Eidman being in there, it's just been the Pax Vogel show.
6 points now for Vogel looking for another. It's long, rebound, going to be one to Vogel at the wing. 10 seconds now for the Bulldogs. Monahan on the block up top to Griffin to set up the offense. Tagro, a 27-footer that will be falling away. Offensive board to Dom Collars, and his putback right before the buzzer falling through, giving Chase County a 25-10 lead. After the first 8 minutes of play, we'll step aside, say hello to our sponsors, but you're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Brown Bennett Alexander Funeral Home, serving families of the Flint Hills, wishing the Bulldog team's success this season. Nate and Gwen Rundy, owners. Chase County Rec Commission, proud to support the youth of the Chase County communities. Go Bulldogs! And by the City of Cottonwood Falls, a proud supporter of the Chase County student athletes and coaches, and commends them for their hard work on and off the court. Let's go Bulldogs!
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Scribner Insurance, your independent insurance agency in Chase County. Kirk Engel can match your needs and get the best price with the best coverage. Scribner Insurance. And by Hartford One Stop, where their convenience stores open 7 days a week to serve you. Check out their daily lunch specials. Go Jaguars, the Hartford One Stop.
Welcome back to Hartford High School. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. 25-10 our score after the end of the first quarter. We're getting ready to start the second quarter. Chase County finding themselves on a 14-0 run to end that first quarter. And Ken, what was some of those team stats that kind of stood out there in that first quarter?
12 of 17 from the field for Chase County and 7 offensive rebounds.
I think coming in that first possession or that last possession, stolen away by Dom Collars. His crossover on the opposite end falls through off the glass.
And you might say, Ken, they only missed 5 shots. Well, they also missed 4 free throws, so that's what helped lead to that offensive.
We're going to have another turnover, unforced error there by Hartford. Duncan Baker turns it over at midcourt. 27-10, Chase County on top. Chase County 12-3, Hartford 6-10. Their respective records here. Second or the first week of February. Aiden Eidman posting up down low and he gets a floater to the fall. Eidman had his first 5 points of the contest, now with 7 points.
Domination in the post by the Chase County Bulldogs.
Allie Smith looking to stop the run. 3 up top in the air. Falling away, no good. Cooper Shore with the rebound. And he'll be fouled going up for the rebound. I believe it's going to be... Whoa. Okay. Apparently not. Cooper Shore going to get called for the foul. Actually, Dom Collars get called for the foul. I didn't know he was even around. So must have been a hold somewhere else. So it'll be Dom's first, team's fifth. Baker gets the inbound. Skipped right side. Allie Smith, right wing three in the air.
Good.
Stops an 18-0 run by Chase County. Jumper on the opposite side by
Cooper.
Cooper Schroer falls through. Quick bucket on the opposite side. Allie Smith underneath gets a shot blocked by Pax Vogel, and Cooper Schroer will be upended, falling heavily to the floor. He gets up okay, though. Call is going to go against Nolan Trester. That's his first team, seventh. So bonus time, 6:43 left to go in the half.
Well, this has been a one weak spot for Chase County. They're 1 of 5 right now from the free throw line.
And Duncan Baker looks like he'll have to come out. Might be some blood or something up there that he'll have to go to the locker room to get taken care of. So he'll be subbed out by Oliver Smith. Heads to the locker room. Schroer, 1-1. Left-handed shot, good. Schroer with 7. Lead, 19. 32-13. Second one from Schroer, nothing but net. Keenan Renfro on the attack. Going right side to Nolan Trester. Thought about a jumper now to Homer Bomar. His attack on the left block is short. Rebound to Vogel. Up the court we find Dom Collars on the outlet pass. He'll slow things down. To set up a half-court offense against this zone defense by Colton Barrett. Cooper Schroer finding Dom Collars on the right side. He'll be heavily fouled. He falls to the floor. He'll step to the line for 2 more foul shots.
And, Michael, that was a good job by Dom that time of seeing that nobody's guarding me. I'm going to go to the basket.
Finding a hole in the zone. Fouls against Oliver Smith. That's his first, team's 8th. Fowler's first one, no good. Bricked off the back of the backboard.
That one wasn't pretty.
Add the distance to not have enough English on it. Tyson Bolson back in there for Hartford.
Looked like my free throw shooting skills there.
His approach on the second one, there's enough. Yeah. He pays attention in Coach Butke's science classes.
Yes,
he put enough physics on that one. Pass by Tyson Bolson, finds the front row with a zig instead of a zag, so a turnover back to Chase County.
Turnover number 9 on the half so far for Chase County, and for Hartford, and only 2 for Chase County.
Our good buddy Mitch Butke, a star staple on our football broadcast, still progressing very well in his rehab from his injury he suffered towards the end of the year. So prayers continue to Mitch and his family.
Yes, Mitch is a great kid, great, great family. In fact, Kale got married.
He did.
Yeah.
Yeah, and of course, Kale helped out Tegan in the Chase County playoff action.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like there might have been some blood on the jersey of Duncan Baker, who he's back in there. Goes from a 22 jersey to the big O, the zero. We'll see if he can parlay that into some Oscar Robertson triple-doubles.
Yeah, let's do that. That'd be awesome.
Tyson Bolson trying to find Allie Smith in the pass, stolen away by Cooper Schroer, who is tripped on the play. That's going to go out of bounds. Last touched by Nolan Trester. Schroer gets up okay, though, but Cade Witt not really liking the aggressiveness that is shown against his team. His team really fighting out to this 21-point lead.
Yeah, he talks to the official, though, that wasn't anywhere near the play call. And he's not going, I didn't call that.
Tag Groh skips it right wing to White Griffin up top. Schroer lob inside to Bax Vogel, and he'll be fouled on the floor. Going to go against Homer Bomar. That's his first, team's 9, so 1-1 upcoming for Pax Vogel. Vogel with 6 in the first quarter. Had the dunk earlier on that breakaway in the first quarter.
And that got the Chase County crowd going.
Front end in the air. Going to be short. Rebound in the hands of Allie Smith. Smith will look to push into the front court. Long three by Smith. Falls away from the wing. Offensive board to Nolan Trester. And we're going to have a technical as Trester, after the call is foul, spikes the ball underneath. And the official right there. So fouls are going to go against Nolan Trester. Add another one for the technical. So that gives him three. And I'm going to have... should have a one-and-one first for Cooper Schroer, and then foul shots for the technical for Cooper Schroer.
And it's one of those deals, you just can't do it. Even if you're mad at yourself, you just can't slam the ball down.
So technical shots, or technical foul shots, will come first, actually, for Schroer. He knocks down the first. Actually give, that's a... It's two fouls on the technicals. That's four fouls against Trester now. And the second one rims out no good. So the foul was against White Griffin. Actually, that was double bonus for, excuse me, Cooper Schroer. Now technical shot by White Griffin. In the air. Good. And now another one as Nolan Trester heads to the bench. Subbed out by Keenan Renfro.
Yeah, and it wasn't like he yelled anything, but you just can't do that.
It wasn't like he was trying to show up the official. It was more just frustration of himself picking up that foul. And the second foul shot of the technical, no good by Wyatt Griffin. And Chase County will have possession after the technical with a 23-point lead. 36-13, 5:15 remaining here in the first half. Bulldogs on the attack, going left to right on your radio dial. Colin Monahan will skip it left corner on an attacking White Griffin. Lays up a floater that falls through.
And Chase County just doing whatever they want to offensively.
27-3 run in the last 7 minutes of play. And another turnover. Unforced error on the far sideline. Going to go back to Chase County.
That's turnover number 11 by the Jaguars.
It's not a thing, not a whole lot of things going the way of Colton Barrett and his Jaguars tonight.
No, they're going to have to look, start to build some momentum.
Dom Cothers has it in the front court on the right wing, goes up top to Paxvogel, left side to Wyatt Griffin. Griffin goes in the corner to Monahan. Monahan will look up top, nothing there, finding Wyatt Griffin out of Dom Cothers. Lob inside from Paxvogel to Cooper Schroer. And they're going to call Schroer with the offensive foul as Allie Smith was posted up down low with him.
Good job that time by Allie setting in there and getting the charge.
So that'll be the first on Cooper Schroer, team sixth. We have a halftime score from Opie Linden. Opie on top, 25-20 at the halftime break.
I guarantee you that's a tense game.
And then some.
Yeah.
Battle of the Champions. Linden, the Flint Hills League Shootout Tournament Champion, is in Opie, the Lion County League Tournament Champion. So Hartford on the attack. European Pro Step rejected by Wyatt Griffin from Allie Smith. Midway through here in the second quarter, Chase County looking to add their 25-point advantage. Jumper from the left side, well short by Dom Cothers, collected on the board by Allie Smith. Now Keenan Renfro on the right side. Up top, Duncan Baker. Baker hands it off to Allie Smith. Spin move at the elbow. Now to the right block. Off the window and good. Nice move there by Allie Smith. He's got 13 of Hartford's 15 points. Dom Cothers, left side to Paxvogel. Do a ball fake. Now left side to Schroer. Schroer lob inside underneath to Colin Monahan. Leaves it short. Rebound collected by Duncan Baker. Tyson Bolson on the attack. Long three on the left wing. No good. Offensive board, though, to the hands of Keenan Renfro. His putback off the mark. Cooper Schroer going to collect the foul. That'll be his second, team seventh.
Good effort that time. Inside going back and getting that rebound. Rebounding's heart. It's heart and not being afraid to get a little physical.
First one from Renfro. No good. Renfro on the season, averaging 4.2 points a ball game to go along with 4.5 rebounds ball game. Paxvogel, Cooper Schroer to sit. Tag Bro and Aiden Nyman back out there for the Bulldogs. second one in the air from Renfro, the freshman. Short and rolls away to the right side. Rebound in the hands of White Griffin. Left side to Tagro. Skipped back. Dom Collins in the corner. Up top, White Griffin back to Tag. He'll think about a three. Look to drive. Nice move to the block. Off the window. And good. Grow with a quiet 4 points tonight.
Yeah, very quiet, but he's an effective point guard.
Allie Smith drives to the left block. On the drive, he's going to be fouled, but he'll go to the line. It's bonus time. They have a hand check by White Griffin. That'll be his first team's eighth. Boys should have been paying attention in the girls' game. They called it pretty tight, and then we're off to a pretty tight calling contest thus far.
That we are.
The wife says that it's past standing room only over in Opie, and they've yet to turn the AC on. She said it is very, very warm to go along with the standing room only and the probably the very high intensity, as there's no love loss amongst the Linden and Opie faithful as Allie Smith knocks down the first free throw.
That there isn't.
Second one now upcoming for Allie. 14 points now and make it 15. Well onto his way of a season average of 20.4 points a contest. White Griffin, right side, Tag Rowe, thought about a long three. Go up top to Colin Monahan underneath the Aiden Eidman. His jumper from short distance is short. Rebound in the hands of Kevin Goza. And he will travel in the front court. Going against five Chase County Bulldogs, he was the lone Jaguar there, trying to slow things down for the Cavalry to catch back up.
The Cavalry wasn't near there.
Unfortunately, the brakes just did not work.
Oh, man.
23-point lead for Chase County, 40-17, 2:24 remaining in the half. Dom Collars, jump stop, right side, Tag Rowe, thought about a three. We'll look inside, nothing goes. Skip it back left side to White Griffin. And his pass stolen away by Allie Smith trying to find Aiden Eidman. Backcourt pressure be applied. And before Allie Smith gets away, it'll be a full timeout taken by Colton Barrett. We'll step aside with him. 40-17, 2:08 left to play in the half. Chase County on top of Hartford. You're listening to the Area Game of the Week on Country 101.7 FM.
Area High School Basketball is brought to you by Griffin Real Estate and Auctions, specializing in real estate along with farm and ranch auctions. Chase County USD 284, supporting their students in academics and athletics. Join them on a journey to success. And by the City of Hartford, which takes great pride in their schools and community. Best of luck to the Jaguars.
Area High School Basketball brought to you in part by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fellinger. It's your future. Let's protect it. Call 620-342-2500 or log on to brianfellinger.com. By Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop by your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all of your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas. And by GR Roofing, proud to support all area athletes and proud to provide the area with quality roofing and exceptional service. Call Mark or Todd today at 620-344-0661.
Back to live action. Michael Deeker alongside Ken Hansen. A running jumper by Allie Smith in the mid lane falls through, trimming the deficit to 21. Chase County now on the opposite side. 1:51 remaining here in the half. 40-19 our score. Pax Vogel left wing goes right side to Tag Grill. Now in the corner to Cooper Schroer. Schroer ball fake. Left side Aiden Eidman. Now left corner Dom Collars. Collars will go right side to Tag Grill. Now back to Collars. Back in the corner to Aiden Eidman left side. Pax Vogel to the block to Cooper Schroer. Schroer, turnaround jumper, no good. Rebound going to go into the hands of Allie Smith. And we're going to have a jump ball. Possession arrow in favor of Chase County, so they'll maintain possession. As mentioned earlier, a nice student section over on the far side by Hartford, making their voices be heard.
Yeah, they're definitely in a celebratory mood, even though they're down.
Bounce pass in to Aiden Eidman on the inbounds as Eidman shot off the mark, but he is fouled. He'll step to the line for two foul shots. Foul's going to go against Kenan Renfro, his first, 10th plus for the Jaguars. Eidman at the line looking to add to his 7 points. No good on the first one. Omer Bomar back in there for the Jags. He'll sub out Kenan Renfro.
That's the 15th free throw attempt this half for Chase County.
Second one in the air and good by Eidman. Allie Smith on the attack. Top of the key now, elbow. Drive to the block. Off the window and good. Give Allie a chance for another.
Allie's going to be maybe at, he's at 18 now?
19.
19, oh man.
He's at a decent average.
Oh.
In the air. No good. Rebound to Pax Vogel. 20-point advantage for Chase County. 60 seconds remaining here in the half. Dom Collars with it. Left side. Bounce pass up top to Tag Grow. Rocket pass underneath to 8-9. He'll spin into the lane and kick it out top to the wing. The Collars now Vogel. Nice opposite block pass. Threading the needle to Aiden Eidman from Pax Vogel. And it's off the window and good.
Yeah, just beautiful passing that time by Chase County.
Shot missed by Hartford. Opposite side to Cooper Schroer underneath, and he's got another bucket. 15 seconds now, 45-21, Hartford on the attack. Jumper by Allie Smith falls through. Give him 22. Cooper Schroer, left side, Dom Collars, jumper at the elbow, at the buzzer, falls away, no good.
No.
45-24, our halftime score. We'll step aside, tally our stats, and look for a post-game interview with head coach Amber Roush. But the Longbine Auto Plaza halftime show is next.
I'll go get her.
Area High School Basketball, brought to you in part.